This is URN Sport.
So we're delighted to be joined here in the studio by Matty Cash, a Nottingham Forest player and a graduate of the Nottingham Forest Academy. Matty, thank you very much for coming down and agreeing to this interview with us. So we're going to start things off by talking about the start of the season and how, your thoughts on how the season's gone, both for you personally, obviously coming back from your injury, and also for how the team's been doing overall with a bit of a mixed bag of results, it's probably safe to say, but some encouraging signs, it has to be said.
Yeah, definitely. I think the lads have started the season off really well. Obviously, I've been injured. I picked up the injury in pre-season, which was a little blow at the time. But now I'm feeling stronger every day in training, and I'm easing my way back into the team. So yeah, I've just got to be patient, like with myself and stuff. And the gaffer's speaking to me and telling me that I've got to just keep working hard, and hopefully I'll get my chance. And when the chance comes, I need to take it. So, but now the lads have been quality at the start of the season. I think we're ninth in the table now, and to be fair, we're taking every game as it comes. There's so many games in the Championship on the Saturday and then the Tuesday or whenever it is. So yes, yeah, it's just a matter of taking every game as it comes and trying to get results, and then we look at the table hopefully after Christmas, and then hopefully we'll be up there. So yes, it's a really good start, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, you touched there on the gaffer, Mark Warburton, how he's changed up the system this year. Obviously, you're playing now much more in a 3-5-2. Does that make you more concerned when you will be coming back into the team, potentially a bit more competition for places, or are you looking forward to the challenge of breaking back in again and showing everyone what it is they've been missing?
Oh, of course. The main part of the football is challenging to get yourself in the team, and everyone wants to play for the gaffer, and we've got a fantastic squad. So there's strength in all round of the positions, whatever the formation is. I know at the moment we've played some different formations this season. So now I'm looking forward to the challenge to hopefully getting myself back in the team and getting some games under my belt. So it's always nice to have that challenge.
Yeah, and you're someone obviously that, of course, has come up through Forest Academy along with several other members of the current squad. Obviously, Ben Osborne and Ben Brereton as well, two teammates of yours. Just wanted to know what your thoughts were on how Forest Academy is doing at the moment. It's fantastic for us to see, obviously, all these great talented players coming up. And from someone that's gone through that road, what's it been like for you?
Yeah, coming through the academy and into the first team was a hard two working years, to be fair. We've done a lot of early mornings and a lot of late starts, so it's definitely a lot of hard work paid off now, obviously breaking into the first team last season, two seasons ago, and getting my chance. So yeah, there's some fantastic players, young players into the cut that are breaking through, and still not having broke through. There's still some young 15, 16 and younger that are coming through, so it's always nice to see a young lad get their chance and come up, the likes of Ben and Joe and myself and Osborne and stuff. So it's nice to see that. Yeah.
Well, Matty, it's a very warm welcome today to you from the University of Nottingham. You're actually here on behalf of Nottingham Forest introducing a new ticket deal for students, £5 ticket deal for the game against Norwich City coming up very shortly. Of course, that's a part of many other ticket deals that Forest have had in place this season, which has seen their attendances rise hugely. 25,400 is their average attendance this season. How big a factor has the crowd played in Forest's season to date?
Oh, this season the support from the fans and from people coming down has been magnificent. Obviously, it's such a big club and the fan base is massive, and it helps. It actually helps the team when we got such a big crowd at the City Ground cheering us on and stuff. It's that extra man, but definitely is, because I've played in it. So yeah, it's been some fantastic support. Obviously, I haven't played in it this season, but I've been looking at it, thinking I can't wait to get back out there. And it's always good to see some young fans and older ones as well coming down.
And like we've mentioned, of course, you're a graduate from the Nottingham Forest Academy and broken into the first team. Of course, this isn't the first sort of community visit you've been on behalf of the club. You've been to various schools, and of course Christmas coming up as well. What kind of activities, and how do you think the community and, you know, meeting people in the community really benefits the club and the support as a whole?
Oh, I love coming down, meeting new people, because like me myself is still a young lad. I've been through the thing where I went to a college and I nearly went to a uni, and luckily I got the opportunity to come and join Forest. So now I love coming to visit schools and visit new people and make the kids and that happy, meeting Forest players. It's always nice to see that on, like, a smile on their faces and stuff. So now it's always a pleasure to come down and meet new people.
And former Nottingham Forest manager Stuart Pearce actually visited the university in 2014. How important do you think it is for the club to forge links with universities in the city and local businesses and institutions.
Yeah, of course, it's nice to, obviously for you guys as well, to have like the likes of Stuart Pearce coming down, and it's it gives obviously everyone a boost, like, and to see the it gets the university's name out when you get the likes of like them people coming down. So yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
This is URN Sport.